Simple things make me happy. Somebody lets me cut in line at the supermarket, that's my day. You know, I like it when people let me cut when it counts, like at Costco. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Costco lines, woo! You get sleepy in a Costco line, huh? Yeah. From time to time, people recognize me at Costco. Hey, you're Gabriel, huh? You're the funny guy, right? I'm like, yeah, what's up? Dude, you want a cut? I'm like, shut up. As soon as I jump in line, somebody's back there yelling, hey, hey, what the hell's going on? Who the hell do you think you are? I'm like, shh, I'm Rick James, bitch. Huh? Yeah, you've been waiting to do that, haven't you? That ain't no improv. You've been practicing that in the car at home. I'm just gonna wait for the right time to do it.
Yeah.
I can't even do it, see that? And I'm pretty good. Can I have a Diet Coke, please? Back in the room. No, I'm not on a diet. Shut up, man. I say, why do you drink Diet Coke? So I can eat regular cake later. Priorities, exactly, dude. Simple pleasure. You know what else, too, what I like about doing what I do? Sometimes I talk about things and people will bring gifts, which I think is the coolest thing. I got somebody who brought me a cake to one of the shows just because I talked about eating cake at the show. You know, somebody, the manager's freaking out, Gabriel, why do they bring you cake? And then one of the other managers was like, because he talks about wanting cake at his show. My buddy Martin's like, why don't you talk about hookers? I said, because I can't eat a hooker. You know, some of you just got a dirty mind. That's, I didn't even say anything, and already you guys are like, hey. Hey, dude, can you do the Rick James song again?
I can't.
Why not? Oh, you almost got... Oh, okay. To the staff, I am asking him to do the bit. Okay, now they won't yell at you or try to throw you out.
Moon planning.
See, that made me smile. That's a simple pleasure right there. You know what's funny, man? You look like, I'm not trying to make fun of you or anything, but you look like this guy that I ran into about a month ago who worked at this park in Florida called Gatorland. It's like an alternative amusement park. Like, they got Disneyland in Orlando. But like, if you don't have that kind of budget, and you want to see stuff that's really interesting, they got this park called Gatorland. I encourage you guys to call the information hotline for this park. It is the funniest recording I've ever heard. I will save you the trip. This is what I heard.
You reach Gatorland, America's premier gator extravaganza. You've seen them on TV, now come see them live. Gatorland, you're gonna love this park. For Spanish, press 2.
I said, oh, I gotta hear this.
I don't speak Spanish, but you're gonna love this part.